The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We are broadcasting live today from American Social. I want to thank our friends at Emerald Creek Capital for helping us put this together. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Sanjay Cuttam on board, the founder of Wiki Realty. Find out how Wiki Realty is helping me build my brand across South Florida. Then we're going to talk to Mike Cleaver. He's the local managing partner for Emerald Creek Capital. He's also a partner in their deals. So stick with us. We've got a great show. We're going to talk capital markets, real estate marketing, and lots of fun. Wanda may even kick in back there with Fluffy. So Wanda, high five. Let's go to the break. Everybody, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know by now that they've got that great store that sells out. He's up in Gainesville. And, of course, down in Key West, they've got all kinds of name brands. What they've got in common is they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian, as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
Hey, everybody, do you need cash right now? That's right, I asked. Do you need cash right now? Do you need to close fast? Well, if you do, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I hang my license with Spectrum Mortgage, and Spectrum is a private lender, one of South Florida's largest private lenders. We did over $100 million last year. Let us solve your problems now. If you're looking to buy and you need to close fast, call us. One person makes the decision. We'll issue a commitment that day. We'll close in a week. Dade, Broward, Monroe, Palm Beach, Tampa, Tampa, Orlando, Naples, and Fort Myers. We'll go there. That's right, Mike. My partner's got a plane, and he loves to fly. So, commercial, residential, foreign national, U.S. resident, credit problem, that's okay, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. We've got my good friend, the founder of Wiki Realty, on the other line, Sanjay Cuttam. Poor Sanjay, how are you today?
Jim, I'm good. How are you? It's been a little while.
I'm doing great. We're outside here in Miami. It's a little bit humid, but what would you know about that? You only lived in Naples. So, Sanjay, tell me about what's new with Wiki Realty. I saw, you know, very interesting stuff that there's combinations in the real estate market that are making it even more important for people to brand themselves. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this quite a bit over the last few years. I mean, as we both know, we're both real estate industry veterans. You know, the industry's changed, right? I mean, you know, consumers before would rely on real estate professionals to get, you know, what we like to refer to as, you know, quantitative data, you know, price, square footage, you know, MLS data. But, you know, with the Zillows of the world and, you know, basically MLS data becoming public facing, you know, real estate professionals are having to work smarter and work differently to try to connect with the online consumers. Because, as you know, everybody's online, right? So, you know, real estate professionals are sharing their secret sauce, and they need to figure out how to amplify that in order to connect with that online consumer. And I think, you know, you had reached out because you saw one of our pieces on, you know, one of these well-funded companies just going directly to consumers. So that sort of heightens the need for real estate professionals figure out ways to connect with consumers.
That's amazing. That's something that everybody should have. Sanjay, tell me a little bit more. You know, I see that what Wiki Realty seems to do is it seems to make somebody a neighborhood expert, somebody that when people are looking to find information about a property that maybe they'd call on, because in today's world, it's all about branding, and that helps people get to know you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what we've seen is a shift. You know, we like to say that we help consumers, buyers, sellers figure out, you know, what neighborhood they want to be in, or, you know, if they're selling, you know, the attributes of the neighborhood that they're selling in to help them determine the value of their homes. And then we connect them with the right real estate professionals to help them, you know, buy and or sell real estate. And, you know, we've seen a shift in terms of, you know, consumer behavior. They used to sort of pick the property first and then the neighborhood second. And now we're really seeing people pick the neighborhood first and then the property once they've identified where they want to live. But the problem is trying to get that neighborhood information is very difficult. So we help real estate professionals share that neighborhood information. We attach their brand to it. We publish it on our site, which helps them get found on the search engines. We then push it out to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, sort of broadening their reach and reaching customers that they otherwise wouldn't reach. And in doing so, they appear to be sort of that neighborhood expert. They stay top of mind with people in their marketplace that are interested in real estate.
It's fabulous. And I keep getting a reminder that 150, 250, 350 people have read your recommendation. It just prompts me to want to do more. And it really starts to create a community of information that helps buyers be more comfortable with coming into your neighborhood and hopefully working with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, you had commented on a piece where we showed that when we are helping real estate professionals with lifestyle content in particular markets, that content is getting exponentially more engagement than, you know, typically what professionals do, like, hey, check out my new real estate listing, or the market is up 5%. You know, candidly, that kind of stuff makes consumers' eyes go all glossy, right? I mean, they get inundated with that kind of information. It's not interesting. Even Facebook has recognized this, right? I mean, we've all heard that Facebook has changed their algorithms, and, you know, they're actually, you know, demoting that kind of content. So as a business owner, when you write and share that kind of content, you know, I think I heard another real estate coach say, he thinks that Facebook is hiding that information. Now, what they are actually promoting and giving priority to is lifestyle, hyper-local neighborhood information. And that's evidenced by some of the results we've seen where when we are helping real estate professionals with these strategies, that content is getting read, it's getting shared, it's getting commented on. And these are all opportunities for real estate professionals to connect with those consumers.
You know, I really found that to be interesting. And then I read something also on the site. I want to talk about it just for a minute. And that's that there are online marketing firms that are actually, maybe I misinterpreted this, buying houses. What's going on with that?
Well, these are, you know, there are some pretty, you know, well-funded players I think that there's obviously Zillow. I don't know if you've heard, but Zillow is now going directly to home sellers and buying homes from home sellers. And effectively, one could argue that, it's sort of removing, the real estate broker from that process when they're going directly to the sellers. There are other players out there like Open Door, and I think there's another one that is doing the same thing. They're going right directly to the home sellers. They're, in fact, buying the homes from the sellers, keeping them in their inventory, revamping them and then fixing them and then flipping them again to buyers. So once again, real estate professionals are having to sort of up their game in terms of, really showing how they can deliver value beyond just, hey, I've got a new listing. Because candidly, if you have a listing, people can go to Zillow to find it. So you got to ask yourself, how am I providing value beyond just promoting my listings?
So you've got to have your eye on some things that are going to be happening in the future. What are some coming attractions that we can look forward to when I talk to you next quarter?
Yeah, so what we're doing is, Wiki Realty is really a platform for, what I like to refer to as the entire real estate ecosystem. You've got the realtors, you've got, the lenders, the lawyers, the title insurance companies, not to get too technical, but what we say we're creating is a market network for real estate. And just sort of put it into perspective, if you think of a social network being a network with all of your social connections, we are building a market network, which is a network around a particular market. And in this case, the market is real estate. So it's a network of all your real estate connections. So when we bring all of these parties together, it really changes the information business in real estate, helps consumers understand the neighborhoods better, and helps them connect with the right real estate professionals. And we're starting to see this market network take shape because, not only are we starting to work with realtors, but we're bringing other disciplines into the platform. Most recently, lenders. I mean, I'm getting calls from lenders, mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers saying, hey.
Well, I know a mortgage broker that's been working with you for over a year. Me. You're so funny, So Sanjay, then maybe we can give a shout out. Who are a couple of the people that have really been working hard on the Wiki Realty platform that maybe somebody could look up on that platform and get an idea of how it can really work? And the person that wants to do that is me, Sanjay. I want to see how somebody that's a real pro at using this uses it so I can learn.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've got plenty of users in Miami that are using the platform. In fact, as you know, we're partners with the Miami Association of Realtors.
Yes, sir, I do.
Right. And just the other day, we had a mortgage banker from South Florida sign up and, signed up for almost an entire year saying, I need to reach customers on top, at the top of the funnel because, the mortgage business is getting even tougher. The interest rates are rising and I don't want to wait for somebody to show up at my doorstep with a closing. I need to go proactively find them. So, Jim, I'd love to talk to you about that as well because there's some real opportunities.
Well, what I'd like to do, Sanjay, is after the segment, please send me an email so that we can talk tomorrow. We've been dancing around this. My goodness, I knew you back in the day when you were a real estate developer, for crying out loud. And then you morphed into a software developer and now a business model developer. Are you what I could call a serial entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, I think I've always been an entrepreneur. I just started about real estate. So now tech entrepreneur, very, very little different, but, in the same space. So it's been an interesting journey all the way around.
Well, listen, best to you and your family, your pop. I love that guy. And, I'm looking forward to everything else. Please send me a calendar reminder for sometime tomorrow so that we can get together. I'm really excited about taking Wiki Realty to the next level and my participation as a hyper-local expert. It's really exciting. And congratulations to you, Sanjay. One last thought that you'd like to leave our users with and, of course, our listeners with, and, of course, please tell them how to find your sites.
Yeah, absolutely. So, our site is wikirealty.com, WIKIREALTY.com. Anyone listening can reach me directly at Sanjay, Sanjay, at wikirealty.com. And I'd love to talk to anybody. I mean, we're very accessible and sort of love to talk to anybody on our ideas on where the industry is going and how we can help them stay competitive.
Yeah, listen, let me put in a plug for you. Since there's an entire continent behind us, there's no way that we could have talked about this. So, I've just known Sanjay for quite some time. what he just said is completely true. He's very open. He's very positive. He looks it right in the eye and solves whatever it is. And I'm looking forward, Sanjay, to working with you and your technology team to take my game to the next level. All you had to do was say that a mortgage banker called you from South Florida, and oh my God, I was all over it. I have to be on top of that pile. So, Sanjay, we're going to get together. I'm really excited, man.
Yeah, I am too. I am too, Jim. And, you know, thanks for having me on again. It's always fun talking with you. And look forward to touching base tomorrow. I'll shoot you an email.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, everybody, you can email with Sanjay and get the founder of Wiki Realty into your business to help you with your branding and become the hyper-local expert for your neighborhood. All you got to do is send him an email at, you're up, Sanjay.
Sanjay@wikirealty.com.
All right. Well, listen, Sanjay, I look forward to talking. S-A-N-J-A-Y. I cut him off on that. S-A-N-J-A-Y. Sanjay, my friend. I'm so happy to say that too, Sanjay. I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being on today. And everybody, stick with us. We're going to be talking to Mike Cleary. He runs Emerald Creek Capital down here. He's sponsoring tonight's happy hour, and he's a real creative solution to real estate. So make sure you stick with us. Right after this, we're going to help you improve your life today. And again, Sanjay, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure. Wanda, take it away. Everybody, that's right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends and soon to be your friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville and, of course, all those fancy nameplates and actually every nameplate down in Key West. So what do they all have in common? Well, they're exceptional cars and they come with a Warren Henry advantage. I mean, it's complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
That was creative. Hey, this is Jim Fried. If you need help with your private lending, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you got some borrowers from overseas. That's right, we can help them. I just closed a deal with some folks from Argentina last week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative capital solution to your major real estate project? Well, I've done some of those too, probably about $3 billion worth. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We're glad. We're great. And we are back at American Social. I want to thank our friends at Emerald Creek Capital for inviting us over. And we're sitting here with the head of Emerald Creek Capital here in South Florida and one of the top guys. You're a founder, aren't you, Mike?
We started the company in 2009.
All right. Well, Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about what goes on here at the happy hours? It looks like a whole bunch of people here. Who are they?
Yeah, it's actually a combination. We have a lot of mortgage brokers, borrowers. We have some service people. Pretty much just a big group of people doing all things commercial real estate. And it's a good way for everyone to come together, mingle, have some drinks, and, you know, do some deals and get to know each other a little bit better.
Well, I see my friend Barry, the lawyer, over there. There's Howard, the broker. And, of course, let's see who else we got. We got some lenders here, too, I've seen. And then you're also a lender. Tell me a little bit about where you guys fit in on the capital stack. When would somebody call you guys?
We generally focus on short-term bridge loans. So most of the time people are calling us because they either have something time-sensitive, they have to close a loan in a week or two, or there's some value-add component. We do a lot of rehab. You know, those types of deals that for whatever reason you can't go to City National and get a loan.
Well, so seems like that's a market that continues to grow and evolve. What are you seeing as a trend? Are you seeing more people needing this in the future as the banks continue to switch the way they operate? Who's the person that calls you?
It's a combination. We do a lot of business with mortgage brokers. So, you know, we're one area that they can go to, you know, for borrowers that need something short term. And as these banks tend to tighten, or they've been tightening up their lending parameters, we can step in and do the deals that they're no longer doing.
So tell me about the last deal you closed. Can you share some of the details with us?
Yeah, we actually just did a deal up in North Palm on a vacant 70,000 square foot retail center. And, you know, a lot of lenders would be turned off by the vacancy, but it was really in a great location, surrounded by fully occupied retail centers. This particular one was owned by a huge national retailer that intended to make it an owner-occupied space for their company. They scrapped the project, and our borrower swooped in to buy it. He had to close in 2 weeks, and he's going to bring it back to its original use, which is multi-tenant retail.
So that sounds great. So you do retail, you do apartments, office?
We do. We don't do a lot of apartments because, you know, there is more conventional financing for that type of stuff unless it happens to be vacant. Office, we do a lot of mixed use, different properties, but we lend all over the state of Florida as well as, all over the country.
So I see all these guys coming in and making, funny faces and mugging at you. Seems like they like you.
I try to, it's not just about business. It's about actually being friends with the people you work with. So, you know, it's important that it's one of the reasons we do this happy hour. And, you know, we want everyone to come out and have a good time and, you know, forget about being in an office all the time and just, you know, get out and have some fun.
Well, last time we were in Wynwood, this time we're in Brickell on the Water. My gosh, you're going to have to take your marketing people are going to have a pretty hard time topping these locations. And this one's got great attendance with great folks. I see a whole bunch of people I've done deals with, I've worked with. You got family office guys here, everything. So what prompted you to come into this market? You moved here from New York. What's your background? Tell a little bit about yourself.
I did. I moved from here, from New York, down to South Florida in 2015. For me, my background is in bridge lending. We started Emerald Creek in 2009. Before that, I was with another large bridge lender. And so it's really all I've done. But we like the market in South Florida. We saw an opportunity for us to lend more money from our funds. And we really had a hard time finding somebody to open the office for us. So, for me personally, I had had enough of living in Manhattan. And, you know, I sort of raised my hand and said, guys, if you wanted a Florida office, I'm going to go open it.
Yeah, that's really terrific. You know, we get a lot of great, smart, strong-willed people from New York. It really helps everything move along here. Well, what do you know? I'm one of them, too. I moved here in 1969. I dated myself there. But in any event, so, Mike, you rotate the events from county to county. Your next event is going to be where?
Our next event is going to be in West Palm, and then we'll do one in Orlando in conjunction with the ICSC conference that's coming up that a lot of people go to.
So I'll be at that one, and please do me a favor, make the one in Palm Beach close enough to the new Brightline so I can have fun and go up there on the Brightline.
It'll be right by the Brightline. Actually, you make a good point. We should probably mention to people when we send out the invite that you can just get off the train and walk.
That's exactly right. In fact, I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know if it's going to be my first meeting that I'm going to do that. I'm pushing all my friends up in West Palm to invite me up there for lunch. The way I look at it is I want to leave, I don't know, around 10 o'clock, get up there. I don't even know what time you get. I don't know how that all works. Have you rode the train yet?
I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't looked at the schedule. I think they haven't been running at night yet.
Oh, I guarantee you they have. I hear the horn starting at around 6:30 in the morning, and I hear it like at 10:30 at night. They're running at night, guaranteed.
Okay, so that's good to know.
We're going to do one of these trips on a boat, too. Maybe you could do the January one and do it off of a marina on a boat. You know, I think that guy Howard Taft knows how to do that.
I think he probably does.
Listen, Mike, I want to thank you so much for having us here and helping us out and giving us the good exposure here. I want to thank you so much. And, of course, if there's ever anything we can do other than sending you a deal, which we continue to – I did call you on my last deal.
You did. That's right.
All right. So we're trying here, Mike. We're trying. I want to thank you so much for having us and for bringing us in front of all the great people. I got all these people I know, all these people I don't know, too. So it's a really good event. Mike, one last thing. If people want to find you or they want to do business with Emerald Creek, how do they do that?
The best way to do it is just shoot me an email. So my email is just mike@emeraldcreekcapital.com. That's the best way to get me.
Oh, sounds like a straightforward email for a straightforward guy. Not a lot of words, but a lot of good money and a lot of business sense. Mike Cleary, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, send Howard over here for a second. Howard Taft. I want to talk to Howard Taft for a minute. Come in here, Howard. Howard's a rare bird. Howard's a season ticket holder for the Marlins. We're going to talk to Howard Taft about what he likes to do in his spare time. Howard, how you doing with the Marlins? You liking the Marlins games? What's going on?
I love it. I'm going Monday night to the San Francisco game, bringing another friend of mine. So I enjoy going because every week I take a different client, a different friend. So I thank Jim for being a partner with me in the tickets, even though I'm a small component.
He's an important component. We can't do without you, Howard.
No, but I love the guy. I love the food. I love the kosher food.
Yeah, he's so funny. Listen, Howard, I'm going to ask you a question. Can you stick around for a couple minutes and talk capital markets after the break?
Yes.
All right, good. I had to poke you to say yes. I'm glad you are. Wanda, how are you doing? How's Fluffy? Is Fluffy missing me there? What's going on?
Oh, he's been asking about you all afternoon.
I really miss him. You know, I'm giving him all those doggy kisses, and I'm starting to miss that stuff.
Oh, he didn't brush his teeth this morning. You're missing nothing today. I like how you're calling yourself a hyper-local expert. I like that.
Well, that's what we are, Wanda.
You are a hyper-local.
I am a hyper, and I am a local expert.
That's just wonderful.
I am.
I'm liking
and
that.
The other thing is that, Wanda, I'm also an entertainer. And
yes,
you help
you
me
are.
Do that. In fact, without you, I'm not as good an entertainer.
I wouldn't say that.
No, come on now. You helped set me up real good.
All right.
Okay, so listen, you got a good bump to send in, a good little something to send us into the next break at? You got something to make folks
laugh? I think I do. I'm glad you've got a guest there. Is he coming up next?
Yeah, we're going to see if Howard's going to come. He's kind of floating around. He may come back. He may not come back.
He seemed like he wasn't convinced.
He wasn't. He actually got up and walked away. He wanted to talk about the Marlins, not really about business. He really loves the Marlins. You know, the Marlins do have an incredible core of fans that enjoy going to the games and have a great time at the games.
How are they doing?
I love going. It helps me relax.
Yes. Are you watching any soccer? I mean, football?
Only on other people's TVs because I'm very disappointed if the Americans didn't win, didn't get in there. I am going to watch. I am going to wear my shirts that I have. I have a whole bunch of dry fit soccer shirts from all the different teams that I've watched and liked in the past. Brazil. I got Argentina.
Uh-huh.
Colombia. All of them guys. I got them all. I got a whole bunch of shirts. How are you? I'm getting waves now. I love getting waves.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I get waves and double takes. That's terrific. Of course, there are double takes in the business mode because it's somebody I've done business with.
I love seeing my name get scrolled across the sidelines every now and then. It's kind of cool.
It will. And hey, Wanda, how are we doing about wrapping that card? Did you get with Gary on that?
You know, I called him and left him a message today. I've gotten a hold of him, but he hasn't called back. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, I saw you were exchanging emails.
Oh, yeah.
Did he not send you one that works yet?
I don't know. He wanted me to call him, so he wanted to talk. He's a talker.
Well, why don't you coordinate that? Just send him an email that you're available at whatever, and then he'll hopefully be available. He's an artist. You've got to be creative in how you deal with him.
Well, I'm an artist too, so that could be tricky.
Well, then you should. Exactly. You are actually an artist. You're fabulous. I love what you do for me.
Thank you very much.
All right, so take it away. We'll be back with more information that you can use to make your life better today. Maybe it'll be Howard sharing it. Maybe it'll be one of the other folks here at the event sharing their information. But I promise you, we're going to have some great information. We're going to talk about the real estate market here in South Florida with some of South Florida's experts, bringing you the insights you want so you can make your investments today. Wanda, it's all yours. I'm doing great. I'm shaking hands. I'm kissing babies. I'm at the American Social here, and I want to thank all the folks from Emerald Creek Capital. You didn't come over fast enough, but I'm in the middle of a break. I can't, you know, now I got to talk and do. I got to pay the bills here. All right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, as do their cars. They've got the Audi store up in Gainesville, and they sell all kinds of nameplates down in Key West. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should, but you make it hurt so good.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. Hey, let's say that you need financing and you need it now. You know who to call? You call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. What are some of the deals we've closed recently? Well, we helped some guys fund the construction of their townhome project. Other folks, we've been helping them fund super luxury houses and luxury houses. If a project's not completed, but you need some cash, you need to complete it, call me at 305-773-6300. Luxury homes, single-family residential homes. We'll do owner-occupied also. So if you need a creative solution, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Top brokers of urban land, we solve your problem. If you've got a real estate problem, you know who to call. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. High five, Tom. That's right. We're here live at American Social, thanks to Emerald Creek Capital. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we're here at the Emerald Creek Capital Happy Hour. Everybody's networking. I've brought a couple of folks over here. We kibitzed, and then they went back and started networking. So what are we going to do? I'm going to tell you about what I've been learning this week about the market here in Miami. So I was at a conference yesterday. It was all about Wynwood. Wynwood, you'd say, well, what's about Wynwood? Let me tell you about what's going on in Wynwood. Wynwood's going through an evolution that I am actually part of. Wynwood is now a place where most of the people that go there are families. They've got their biggest thing that they sell right now is ice creams. It's amazing. Right next to our office, they opened up an ice cream place. It's the busiest store in the neighborhood. So if you've got some kids, you can bring them there. You can look at the artwork, and then you can buy them some ice cream. There's parking. It's easy to get in and out of. What, Wanda?
What makes it this ice cream so special or different than any other ice cream?
It's really interesting. First of all, there's like all these natural flavors. My wife brought me one the other day. It was it was like a flower. I can't remember the big, beautiful flowers that are, I can't remember. I'm getting old, Wanda. But they have the flowers ones, or they have some that are vegan. They have like blended flavors, and they're artsy. Artesian, is the word artesian? I don't know.
Okay.
But they're really creative. It's what that whole area is all about, creative. And it's real interesting because we're going to open up our office soon. Our new office space is opening. And one of the people that's moving in is one of the very famous watch companies. I'm not allowed to announce which one yet. And they're not moving their watch showroom there. They're moving their creative design studio there. So, you know, I've gone through sort of a personal metamorphosis. We'll talk with Bruce Turkell about it in a few weeks when he's back on the show in July. But I swear to God, I think I'm never going to wear another button-down fancy shirt again. I'm just going to wear these black T-shirts.
Excellent.
With the blue jeans and the brown shoes and the sport coat if I need it. And that's enough. In fact, that pushes out the power in a different way. You know, you can show up in your suit. That's one form of power. I almost think it's better, softer power if you show up like one of these, they call them creatives now. You know, there's at least five guys at this event.
It's Florida.
Wearing a black shirt and jeans.
You don't need a suit, guys. You don't need a suit. It's Florida.
I know. There's times where I'm going to need a suit,
I've
got them all.
But you make women cold, and we're underdressed.
Pardon me? What?
This suit thing with guys in Florida and women, we're freezing. You're freezing the gals out. I'm just saying.
Oh, what does that mean? Temperature-wise?
Temperature-wise. Temperature-wise. No suits. Lose the suits.
Well, you know, that's why people go around with, like, a little wrap. Even I have in my car a hoodie just in case the place is too freaking cold.
All right.
So, you know, that's a very important thing, is always have your wardrobe ready to go and to be versatile. You never want to be uncomfortable when you're at a place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I actually had that today. I was at a place. It was freezing cold. I said, excuse me, I have to go back outside. Would you mind if I go outside and get my coat? They said, no problem. I walked in with a hoodie and my black shirt. I looked like I was ready to do business in Wynwood.
Right.
And it's interesting. We're starting to get calls. You know what the last call I got for a tenant was?
No.
Wanda, that's a you guys supposedly, no, Jim, what?
No, Jim, when?
Well, what it was a group that sells medical marijuana accessories.
Oh.
So they sell the accessories. You know, the medical marijuana stores aren't allowed to sell accessories. They just are allowed to sell medical marijuana. So these guys from California called. They've got a brand they want to bring down here, and they're asking us to help them do bring stores to the market. So they go, we want to be in some of the hot, cool, hip areas where there's upscale people and high income. So, you know, we picked South Beach, you know, by where Sorterra has their dispensary. We'd mm-hmm. like to try to put one in Wynwood, but we're going to need to find where their zoning is going to allow them to be in Wynwood. And then we're also going to look for a place on Brickell, and we're going to work with Nikki Fried to try to figure out where the law will allow these places to go. And of course, that's Nikki Fried. Shameless plug, Nikki Fried, my niece, running for agriculture commissioner for the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody vote for Nikki Fried. She's going to make the world a better place. She brings people together. She's a uniter, not a divider.
She already has made the world a better place.
She actually has. She's been fighting for kids' rights, veterans. She's been repping the Broward County School Board for years. She's the apple of my eye after my mom and my wife. My niece is right there. She's amazing. You know, she's amazing. There's personal things that I just can't say that would paint an even more beautiful picture of her. But so I've actually got clients now that are lining up to talk to her. They've got really incredible concepts. I can't talk about some of the concepts that we're working on,
mm-hmm.
but creative people are coming up with incredible ideas that are going to change the face of that particular industry here rapidly in Florida. And my friends and the people here at this event are changing the face of Florida rapidly in their own right. I was at a building today where the guy was talking to me about my friend Dan Codzi. I was at Paramount, and he was talking to me about the landing pad that they're going to have for sort of Uber places, Uber planes, you know, like these helicopter planes.
Wow.
And he was showing them to me, and it's not that far-fetched. And there are all kinds of new ways that they're designing these buildings to make it easier for people to live. I had somebody today tell me, a young person under 40, tell me that there's no way they'd live in a building that was built any time before 2017. I said, well, the units are bigger if you buy the older building. He goes, yeah, but I can't get my Wi-Fi and my internet to work as good. He goes, why? How can I go into one of these buildings when I can't even, you know, stream enough video and I can't live in a setup that's conducive to me to live and work and play in the right location?
Mm.
And so there's an incredible shift going on here. Wynwood is at the center of it. You're also seeing it in Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove is the opposite end of that direction. Coconut Grove is delivering enormous units for the super wealthy. And so, you know, that's what I was talking about all day today, was Wynwood and Coconut Grove and the micro units and the bigger units. And it'll be interesting to see how the micro units fare. I really am more of a proponent of larger units that people could actually live in. I think that the micro unit, these smaller units, 600, 700, 500 square feet, it'll be kind of tough to lease them, and I don't know how long people will stay living in them. And then you'll have turnover. And the thing that kills any deal is turnover, because when you're turning something over, you're losing the rent for that period, and you're spending money to put the new tenant in. So you want to do anything you can to avoid turnover. That's why these smaller apartment buildings are kind of scary. These smaller units in apartment buildings are kind of scary to me. One thing I love is these co-worker spaces. I literally haven't had an office for 2 years. I basically share with a number of my clients. I come in, I do deals, and then I go, mind if I throw my stuff down in the conference room for a couple hours? They go, no. And it's really a relationship building type of thing also. So what I'm finding is that it's less and less important to be in the office and more important to have FaceTime and handshake time with people, which is why I go to things like this Emerald Creek Capital Happy Hour, and I go to the events we sponsor, BizNow. I go to all the IMN and Green Pearl events, and I meet a lot of people. And when people go to me, they go, Jim, how does the radio show help you? I go, well, it helps me in many, many different ways. And what I'd like to do, Juan, is maybe take the break a little earlier, and then in the next segment, let's talk a little bit about what the radio show does and what our ideas for the future are. And maybe you can share some of that with the people on the way in or out of this segment.
Okie dokie, hokey.
All right. Thank you so much. And hugs and kisses to Fluffy. I miss her. I'll be back next week, I promise.
Okay.
At the American Social, it's terrific. Hashtag M-A-M-S-O for those hashtaggers out there. We're having a great time. I want to thank our friends at Emerald Creek Capital for bringing us out today. I want to remind everybody that if you're looking to buy or lease a car, and I got a friend negotiating on a huge Land Rover Range Rover with them right now, the big one. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know that my mom drives that personal assistant crazy every day. So join my mom, me, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I'm so glad I finally found you. Yes, that one in a million girls.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, everybody. Maybe you need some cash right away. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I am the expert at getting your deal funded. Is it complicated? Even better. Capital markets, the big deals, do those all the time. Done $3 billion plus worth of those, and I can help you. You want to buy your house? You want to get some creative financing? You need it now. Maybe your wife ran up the credit cards, or you or somebody just didn't tell you. And a bad credit. Well, I can help with bad credit, too. Help you get a loan on that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back, and I want to bring Wanda back. Wanda, you know, we were doing that big, long set of podcasts in the studio all day Tuesday, and we're cleaning them up. It, you know, was really great. My client called me up, and this is where we talk about what the radio show does for me. what the radio show did is I go to these family office events, and when I meet the people from the family office events, they want to come on the radio show. So I bring them on the radio show.
Yep.
This gentleman, he wanted more. He wanted me to help him put together an entire marketing package. He wanted me to help him with his capital. He wanted the marketing package. We brought in David Siqueiros to help us do the video and the audio taping and the editing. And we're going to create for this gentleman 4 hours of branding, long form and short form content.
Beautiful.
And it's a thing that people need to realize is important, because as Bruce Turkell says on our show all the time, and we repeat, you're already qualified when you have the meeting with the person. In fact, this already happened today. I had a meeting today with a group. They're very high profile, and everybody calls on them, and they know everybody. And so I'd like to help you with your next deal. They go, fine. They call me up. They go, listen, we're going to push back on the next deal. Wait a couple weeks and then come in. I go, no, I want to come now. So I go in now, and I give them my position. I say, you know, everybody, for somebody to sit at this conference room in this place is a passage, a rite of passage. There's an entry that you get to that you have to pay. And once I'm in there, everybody that's in there is pretty much the same qualified. And how do you pick who it's going to be? And they go, well, we pick who it's going to be by who we have the best relationship with. I said, well, let's tell stories, because if I'm qualified, I want to build a relationship. And for the next hour, we swapped stories. And I got to tell you, it was the best new business meeting I've ever had. And I am right now on the radio giving the shout out to Bruce Turkell and thanking him for coaching me on all of my business approach that I've been taking on this All About Them. It works. I recommend the book to everybody. And I've already had Bruce speak to the UF real estate people. He was just great, well-received. He speaks all around the country, was out in Hawaii and California. I highly recommend him as a thought leader on personal marketing. It's been great. Barry, I'll see you later. Of course, we're saying goodbye to my friend Barry, the big shot at Ackerman. We're here at American Social with our friends from Emerald Creek Capital. But Wanda, so this is the kind of thing that the radio show does. I'm here. I'm differentiating myself from the other people that are here. I'm building relationships with the people that are here, even if they just walk by and give me a high five. The staff and team at Emerald Creek Capital now, we've done a couple of these with them. We're building relationships with them. And it's just an amazing thing, because it's all about the experience. And when we say that it's all about them, I want to go back to the event that I had today where I met with the new client. In the past, you'd say, hi, these are my credentials. This is why you should use me. Instead, this time, what I did was I was transparent. This is Bruce's column for this week, for the record. I did this before I read his column. I was transparent. I was open. I was vulnerable. I said who I was, what was going on in my life, the things that made me, the things that make me different from others. And by the way, the radio show is one of them. And the person I was meeting with is all about creating sophisticated, high-profile, quality content. Guess who's coming on the show, Wanda?
Tell me.
The guy from today. And we're going to do a segment on my show. And it's the same kind of thing as if somebody comes in and does a podcast. If somebody comes in and does a podcast, Wanda, you help them through. You coach them through. You'd even interview them if it was required, right?
I do whatever it takes. Well,
okay,
within reason.
And the podcasts are picking up. The station's getting more oriented towards it. I think there were some folks that were supposed to be here from one of the big radio networks besides Salem, in fact.
People are getting creative.
Earlier this week.
Yeah, and people are getting creative, which is the fun part.
Well, that's great. That's really terrific. Now, I did want to talk a little bit more about what I get out of the radio show. What I get is actualization, self-actualization. It's a place where I can be myself. So again, I'm going to go back to what Bruce says about being transparent and projecting who you are and being vulnerable. That's what it takes in the business world today. It's not the bonfire of the vanities days of 1984, 85, 87, where everybody would eat the guy next to them, kill them and beat them up or whatever in business. Now it's collaborative is the word. Everybody wants to collaborate. I'm here with them.
Relationships.
Yes, relationships. You saw us. You saw me and Jerry. We were building relationships while
exactly.
I was doing that content for him. That whole content thing for me, he paid the studio. time. He paid the editing and the recording. Me? Our time together was on me because I was using it to build the relationship with him. I used it to learn about him, understand him. And when people do these segments with me, it's a bonding experience that I can't even express how wonderful it is for me. For me, I love having the experience with these people, and I certainly hope that it shows on the radio. Wanda, does it come through?
Oh, for sure, Jim. You're just the most approachable guy I know.
Well, thank you. You know a lot of people, and I really appreciate that, Wanda. I really try to be open. You know, sometimes I can be cranky. I can be on a phone call. I can be distant.
I know.
In your cars, we become anonymous. That's a topic for another day, the nasty part of being anonymous in your car. But when people are out and they're around and they're mingling, and that was one of the things we talked about today with my hopefully new client, was how he creates interaction and mingling. He gets people out. He creates environments. And see, that's what I want to do. I want to create a business environment on the radio show where people come together, share ideas, and create more than just that idea and just that thing. I want to bring all of that to the community, and that's why I've come to WZAB and create content with you, Wanda, every week. And I encourage everybody to do so. If they want to learn more, they can give me a call at the station. What is it, 305? What's the number there, Wanda?
In the studio, 305-541-2350.
They call that number. They say they want to talk to Jim. They'll get to me.
They can find you on Wanda, Facebook, too.
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. I got all that. You know what,
yep.
Wanda? I guess it is sort of time for me to wind up, so I will.
Okay.
I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, our friends at Emerald Key Capital, the NFL Alumni Association, our big new sponsor, RealConnect. High five to Roy. He'll be on in about a week. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and thank you to you, our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't even have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I get requests all the time. See you later, my man. All right, more people are taking off. You can tweet at me, Jim Freed. The show is at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. The website keeps on getting more and more hits. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it posted on our webpage, freedonbusiness.com. Hopefully tomorrow, certainly no later than Saturday morning. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? I think by now you know the answer to that. It's because I just love doing this. Remember, this: the person wants to do something, finds a way. The other just finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, make us laugh, and then just simply rock the house. See you next week.
One heart, one soul. Just one solution. One flash of light. Yeah, one God. One vision, one flesh, one bone. One true religion, one voice, one hope. One real decision. Whoa.
Seconds. You better get in there.
Not yet.
Oh. Jim Freed.
Are you ready?
Don't make me do this.
And Wanda Miles.
Come on. Who's got the best talk show?
We do. We do.
All right.
Stay. All we need is
one world, one vision.
One flesh, one bone, one true religion. One race, one